أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين اتخذوا العجل سينالهم غضب من ربهم وذلة في الحياة الدنيا وكذلك نجزي المفترين. والذين عملوا السيئات ثم تابوا من بعدها وآمنوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. ولما سكت عن موسى الغضب أخذ الألواح وفي نسختها هدى ورحمة للذين هم لربهم يرهبون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 152, 153 and 154 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues the discussion with regards to the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ, certainly those who had made the calf, the god, they worshipped it. What are the consequences? سَيَنَالُهُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, then soon the ghadab, the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will overtake them. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's wrath, Allah Ta'ala's anger, and it is because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala emancipated them. Allah sent Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They were now free from tyranny. They were free from oppression. Allah made them a free nation. But obviously they had those scars of being subjugated to others, of slavery, etc. And they behaved in the way they had behaved. That can be understood but never justified. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's ghadab, Allah Ta'ala's wrath upon them. One was that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's wrath particularly upon Samiri. Samiri was the person who had initiated all of this. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's punishment upon him was the worst, that he had the punishment in Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes it as la misas. It was such a punishment that no one will touch him. He will not touch anyone. In other words, he was totally barred from speaking, interacting with anyone. If anyone touched him, shook his hand, did anything, then he would get a fever and that person would get a fever, unbearable. And in this way, he was left, and in the certain narrations, he was left to be with the animals, not in society at all, ostracized totally. That was his adab. The adab of the Bani Israel was this, that those who did not worship the calf, but at the same time they did not stop others from worshipping the calf. There were three groups. One who did not worship the calf, but they told the others, stop it, don't do it. The second was those who did not worship the calf, but at the same time they were very laxed about telling the others not to worship the calf. And the third group was those who worship the calf. So those who did not worship the calf and did not tell the others to stop worshipping the calf, they had to kill those who worshipped the calf. Now in this, there was a great amount of difficulty, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَذِلَّةٌ. Dhilla means disgrace. That here, it is a difficult situation, but they had to go through it by the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The dhilla also, later we will see that they had to live in the valley of Tih, that they would not be able to move. They were supposed to have gone towards Sham. They were supposed to have conquered Aqsa. But because of the insolence, because of the difficulties, because of the arrogance, they were not able to proceed. And for 40 years they were locked into this valley. And one other dhilla that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had placed upon them, that they would always be a nation that one will see that moved from place to place, right up to the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with the three tribes of the Yahud, the Banu Qurayza, the Banu Qaynuka, the Banu Nadir in Medina Munawwara because of their arrogance against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This temporary thing that we see in the world today is just for about 100 and some odd years, and that also will come to pass. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again will show us the dhilla of the Yahud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us. And there is another thing we should just be also very wary and careful about. One is insofar as the political stance is concerned, and the other is insofar as the deen is concerned. These are two different things that we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had separated it, and we can see all of that glaring in front of us. Fil hayati dunya, in the life of this world. Wa kadhalika najzil muftareen. Allah ta'ala says similarly, we recompense, we reward, or we punish. The word najzi is to reward or to punish, to recompense. Here it is to recompense al-muftareen. Muftareen are those who fabricate lies upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They began to say, Samiri said, that hadha ilahuna wa ilahu Musa, that this is our Lord, this is our God, and this is the God of Musa. Fanasiya Musa alayhi salatu was salam, had forgotten. So they fabricated lies in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to worshipping someone or something besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, walladheena amilu sayyi'at, those who practice wrongly, those who practice ill deeds, thumma tabu min ba'diha, and thereafter they make tawbah, and this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter they make tawbah wa amanu, and they brought proper iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rabbaka min ba'diha la ghafurur rahim. Certainly thereafter your Rabb is ghafurur rahim. Your Rabb is most forgiving. Your Rabb is most kind. Allah ta'ala will forgive. Not only Allah forgives, Allah ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive. All Allah ta'ala wants from us is that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walamma sakata Musa al-ghadabu akhad al-alwa. Now the one incident that Allah Ta'ala spoke about, wa alqal alwah, Musa alayhi salatu was salam, hurriedly he put down the tablets. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when that anger had cooled off of Musa alayhi salam, when the anger had subsided, then he took the alwah. Now Allah Ta'ala again describes what was in this alwah, what were in this tablets. وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً, and written in it was hidayat and it was rahmah. This has always been the case with whatever Allah Ta'ala had revealed, whether it was kitabs, whether it was scriptures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always sent down hidayat. Here it seems to us that this is an incident Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. It seems to us Allah Ta'ala is narrating a story, but no, it is all hidayat for us. Because how do we fare with regards to our commitments to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? How do we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? Are we so ardent supporters, believers of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we those people that will give our everything to fulfill the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we can do all these judgments when we sit and we listen to these incidents. It is not like we sit here and we say, well, the Bani Israel was the Bani Israel. We need to see that Bani Israel in our own hearts and take all of that out from our own hearts. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, number one, it is hidayah. Wherever there is hidayah, wa rahma, there will always be rahmah. لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ. And for who is this hidayah and the rahmah? For those people who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have the fear. For us, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that this kitab Quran is a hidayat for those who are conscious of Allah. They have that fear of Allah by way of their consciousness. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a person, and for them that kitab was a hidayat and a rahmah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.